Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're going to take a look at verse 2 of that glorious chapter, Romans chapter 12. Let me read to you verse 2, which reads like this. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Romans chapter 1 through 11 is heavy on right thinking and on good theology. Starting with chapter 12, the Apostle Paul focused more on living out the truth that he's already presented. Because of what God has done in the believer, they should not be conformed to this world. This warns us that the popular culture and thinking that is in rebellion against God will try to conform us to its ungodly pattern, and we must resist that process. The opposite of being conformed to this world is to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The battleground between conforming to the world and being transformed, that battleground is in the mind of the believer. Christians must think differently. I don't want to be conformed to this world. I want to be transformed. How do I do it? You do it by the renewing of your mind. The problem with many Christians today is that they live based on feelings, or they are only concerned about doing. Now, the life based on feeling says, how do I feel today? How do I feel about my job? How do I feel about my marriage? How do I feel about worship? How do I feel about the preacher? This life by feeling will never know the transforming power of God because it ignores the renewing of the mind. Then there's the life based on doing. The life based on doing says, don't give me your theology, just tell me what to do. Give me the 4 points for this and the 7 keys for that. The life of doing will never know the transforming power of God because it ignores the renewing of the mind. Now, please don't misunderstand me. God is never against the principles of feeling and doing. God is a God of powerful and passionate feeling. And God commands us, his people, to be doers. Yet feelings and doing are completely insufficient foundations for the Christian life. The first questions cannot be, how do I feel? Or what do I do? Rather, they must be, what is true here? What does God's word say? This is how minds are renewed and lives are transformed. As we are transformed on the inside, the proof will be evident on the outside, as others can see what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God through our life. Here's how to live out the will of God. Number one, keep in mind the rich mercy of God to you, past, present, and future. Number two, as an act of intelligent worship, decide to yield your entire self to Him. Number three, resist conformity to the thoughts and actions of this world. Number four, as you focus on God's truth and follow Jesus, God will transform your life. Your life will prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Friend, don't conform. Transform by the power of God's Spirit and His truth. You can walk in this today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.org.